The following email was sent by Nicole Dressbell 5 years ago this month. Hi there. My burger did not arrive. A credit for the burger was approved by Rico at Blue Nine. Thanks. So many questions. None that big, but...
Yeah, yes. I know it's not a hard-hitting
excavation. You know, I've never really seen anything like this, like a credit for a burger. It's an interesting notion.
Okay, so this is a Seamless email.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And I pulled it just because I think hi there is such an absurd way to start a customer service email.
Absolutely.
Like, we're friends and, like, this person cares.
Absolutely.
Also, name-dropping Rego seemed like a really weird thing. I think what happened is the burger never came, and the company approved a refund, and then I had to tell Seamless.
Well, and I kind of picture you being like, listen, Rego, can I use your name?
Yes.
Like, can I, will you vouch for me that you approved for this?
Yep.
Do you remember if you ever used the burger credit?
I don't think I got a credit. I think they just refunded the payment.
Oh, I see. I pictured like a little nice little token for a burger. That would have been
cool. That just has, it's like a stamped gold token. There's just a picture of a burger on it.
Yeah,
I want that so bad.
Yeah, I like that.
The following email was sent by Matt Straup 11 years ago this month. Adrizzle, I hate to be that guy, but I'm not sure I can do another fantasy league. I already got two of them, and for me, that's plenty these days. Once I get beyond two, things get all confusing, and I don't know who I'm rooting for, and suddenly I don't care about a single one of my teams very much. So I just wanted to warn you that there's a decent chance I'm out. I hope you're able to find a player to fill in for me. This is so funny to me.
Is it because I sound like a complete jackass? Because that's how I read that.
No, I don't think you sound like a jackass.
Oh, okay,
as a person who does two Survivor Fantasy Leagues, I'm not passing judgment.
Okay, good.
However, it's the idea that you're like batting, you're like beating off. No, not beating off.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. You're like, you know, you're like fanning away fantasy league offers.
Oh, yeah.
What is the word that I want? What's the image?
Beating off is what it is. I was beating off offers.
No.
Yeah. No. And honestly, I didn't really want to do that league. So I was like trying to kind of, you know, come up with an excuse. So.
Right.
I don't know. It seems passable. That's a real excuse. Like, when you have too many fantasy leagues, it does get confusing and diluted in your allegiances. And
of course, it's completely that's valid.
Right.
What's the most number of leagues you've done?
Oh, way more than two.
Okay. That's not answering my question. Every other number
probably,
but one and two and zero.
Probably like, you know, I don't know. It's hard to keep track. I actually semi-professionally cover fantasy sports. So it's a lot. Close to double digits, I don't know, at once.
As a friend, I want to ask more about what that means. As a podcast host, I don't care.
That's fair.
What it means to semi-professionally cover a semi-professional thing.
I write a fantasy basketball column as part of what I do for a living.
Oh, look, I accidentally asked.
And now you know and you're disappointed. Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondence and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straup.
And I'm Nicole Dressbell, and we're here with our guest this week, comedian and actor Jesse Lee.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jesse.
Jesse, you very much wanted to jump in during the cold open.
Yeah, I had a lot to say about that, being in too many fantasy leagues.
Please.
I feel like that's an issue that I ran into this year.
This year?
Yeah.
What's the sport?
So I started with baseball, and then I decided to start my own league, so I became a commissioner of a football league.
It's called the commissioner when you're organizing your fantasy league?
Yeah, absolutely.
You commish,
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You're commissioning the league.
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's amazing.
It's a huge responsibility, Nicole.
People give you money. They trust you with their money.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And then
it's valid.
And then scrape it together later in the season when you have to pay people.
Yeah, yep. You make decisions. You like, arbitrate disputes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of responsibility.
You are absolutely the commissioner.
Yeah. And I'm about to join a basketball league.
So you have too many teams, is that what you're saying, though?
Well, I just have too many things that I'm paying attention to. I would say, like, it's too many for me. I wouldn't say the average fantasy fan it would be too many.
But yeah.
I think two is more than I can normally do.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really want, I know people love to do tons of them. I've gone the other way. I like to just do a handful, a couple, one to two, is just the minimum I can do.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Jesse, so yours are all for different sports, right?
Yeah, but I have two football teams right now.
Okay.
And I'm in two basketball leagues that haven't started yet.
Okay. So you will double dip in the same sport?
Yeah.
Would you, also, you watch Survivor. Would you have done a Survivor Fantasy League?
Oh, yeah, totally. Is it too late?
It is too late. Yeah, because the season started, because now we have intel. Now we know some things. Well, next time I will ask you.
Okay, please do.
Yeah.
Wait, so how does it work for Survivor?
There's two different ways. One is where you're just making picks every week based on what you think is going to happen.
Right.
But the other is where you'll like, you're doing that, but also you'll have like one or two players that you're like pulling for all season.
So is it like points based or
yes,
is it?
It's point based.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
I think it is interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
It's great.
But I mean, you know, you just heard me say I have too many leagues.
I know.
Feel like this, you know, I just hear about some kind of like fantasy hustle and I want to get into it. I don't know why.
There's no money in this.
I know. That's fine. I'll just do it.
Your eyes still got so excited.
Yeah. My wife will hate this, but, you know, I'm willing to jump in.
I love it. I love it. Okay, Jesse, the very first thing that we're going to do.
Okay.
Well, we're going to get real. We're going to get real, real right away.
I'm ready to get real.
We're going to play email roulette.
Email roulette.
Okay.
This is the first round of email roulette. So what's going to happen is Matt and I are going to help you compose an email that you would really rather not send.
Help you is an interesting way to put it.
Direct you, encourage you, guide you.
I mean, those are all just kind of euphemisms for what we're really going to do.
Bully.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. So this is an email that I should send but don't want to?
No, it's an email you shouldn't and don't want to.
Okay. All right.
And later on, you'll have to answer a trivia question to determine whether you have to send it or not.
Thanks, Matt. Huge assist, huge explanation for the game.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
So do you have an individual in mind you would really rather not contact?
You
don't need to name names. Please don't name names, in fact.
Okay. I have an idea in my head.
Okay.
Okay.
Without too much identifying information, can you tell us a little bit about this individual?
So this person is someone I did improv with in college.
Great.
And I noticed that she got married on Facebook.
You noticed that she got married?
Well, she got married on Facebook.
Probably in real life, too.
Yeah, on Facebook and in real life. She changed her last name on Facebook, was very quick to do it. And then I noticed recently that she changed her Facebook name back to her.
Thank you. Jesse, this is such a good, unique, wonderful poll.
Thank you
so much.
In my head, I was wondering, no, did she get divorced?
Yes. And so we're going to ask.
Okay. I would never, I don't want to know.
I know. Like,
so you would never, ever ask this. You feel like you're prying?
I feel like, well, first of all, I think it would be weird for me to contact this person.
Okay, good.
Out of the blue and ask this specific question.
I love this so much.
Perfect.
But yeah, I mean, it's the first thing that came to mind.
Okay. I can't wait. Jesse, I'm so appreciative. I'm so thankful.
All right.
This is so wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So if you could open
Facebook.
There's
a chance that I could actually send this.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So please open Facebook.
Okay. Open Facebook. Okay. So I have the message open.
Okay, great.
I write the subject line.
Yes.
Okay. Subject line. Hey.
Clarifying.
Clarifying?
Yeah. Hey, comma, clarifying.
Hey, clarifying a little something.
Yeah. Hey, comma, clarifying a little something.
Hey, okay. Okay, great. Clarifying a little something. I'm going to put an ellipsis at the end of that.
Yes. Oh, wow. Jesse, we don't usually get help, and I really appreciate your investment.
Do I have no input on this?
You have no veto power.
Okay.
But we would love to hear your thoughts.
Sure. Okay.
So you're going to start with Dear Ms. ?
Ms., you're going for the Ms.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you're right. Dear Miss / Mrs. ?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's like tip. I'm showing my hand immediately.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Dear Miss / Mrs.
?
? Okay.
How about, first of all, hope you're well.
Yes. Great.
That's an appropriate thing to say. Okay.
Second of all.
I'm going to put a line break between first of all and second of all.
Oh, wow. Also, Jesse, can we say you're a copy editor?
I'm a copywriter.
Copywriter.
Yeah.
So we're seeing those skills at work.
Yeah, the formatting is important.
What's the difference between a copy editor and a copywriter?
So,
I mean, I imagine editing versus writing, but what do they actually mean?
That's exactly it.
Oh.
Editing versus writing.
Right, and you're just writing or editing copy.
Yeah.
Oh, have you always been a copywriter? You were never a copy editor?
For the duration of my professional life, yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Second of all,
what's up with the name change?
I'm
sure I know what you're thinking. It's a little harsh. We may go back and
I was thinking we should go a little harder than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I should specify that I'm talking about on Facebook.
No. hold on. Yes, I've been following you closely on Facebook.
Oh, great.
Over the years.
No, I think I've been following you casually on Facebook over the years, and I finally noticed something.
Interesting.
Is that too mean? That feels too mean.
No.
I don't think this feels too mean. This woman might be going through something.
That's true.
And I finally noticed something I can't overlook.
I can't help but not write to you about.
That the grammar of that is a train wreck.
We need a copy editor in the house.
Yeah, yep, too bad.
Unfortunately, there's none available. All right.
Oh my God, this sentence structure is absurd.
That's the point. Can we read that back?
So also, I'm going to swap those two sentences, but let's read back.
All right. From the beginning?
Yes.
Dear Miss / Mrs. question mark.
First, sorry, can you write out question mark?
You want me to write out question mark?
Yeah.
As one word?
Yes.
Question mark. Okay. That seems weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, hope you're well. Second of all, what's up with the name change? I've been casually on Facebook. You said following you, right? I've been following you casually on Facebook over the years, and I finally noticed something I can't help but not write to you about.
We're not changing it.
No.
But I don't think that tracks.
Right. It just feels right.
No, but it doesn't, though, because it's two negatives. So
but see, we've thrown the perfect amount of misdirection at her, because now she's like, wait, what? What's going on? And now we're going to hit her with it. You know what I mean?
Great. And then I think just clarify, I'm still happily married.
Yeah, I'm still happily married.
So this isn't weird.
So this isn't weird.
So, yes. Well, yeah, because saying that doesn't make it weird. Okay.
The hallmark of an email roulette email is, so this is clarifying that it's not weird.
Okay, right. Sure.
Just wondering. A simple yes or no would suffice.
Can we put in like one or two more sentences just before we get to the question? Because I like how we're kind of stringing this out.
A simple yes or no would suffice.
Seriously,
no dirty details unless you feel like sharing.
Seriously,
I don't want to invite any dirty details.
I know, but I do.
Unless you feel like sharing.
Yeah, need to share. Unless you need to share.
She's going to need to share.
Yeah,
knowing this person, she's going
to
need to share.
Oh, great! So we also shouldn't feel bad about this email. She wants to get this email. You don't want to send it, but she wants to get it. Would you say that's true?
Oh, God, I suppose.
And then, seriously, just shoot me straight.
Seriously, just shoot me straight.
This is all over the place. It's starting to feel a little aggressive.
Okay.
What was the improv group you were in?
It was The Throng.
Great. Throng forever.
God, no. Throng forever.
We didn't ever ask the question.
Yes, we did.
Did we say it? Point
blank.
Yeah,
what's
like,
up with the name change?
Oh, okay. All, what's
oh you're right. We never asked. Okay, great. You're right. Throng's forever. Then sign your name.
P.S. Are you still married?
Yes, exactly. Jesse. P.S. Just to clarify my above email.
Just to clarify my above email.
I'm asking if you're still married.
To the person you were married to before.
Yes. Or if this name change is just a feminist revolutionary act.
Okay. Actually, now that you mention it, I think it's more likely that this is a feminist revolutionary act.
First of all, it's not, regardless of why she did it, it's not a feminist revolutionary act. But you mean it might just be like
I'm an asshole for suggesting that in this email.
What do you mean?
If it's not a revolutionary act.
What?
Do I come off as an asshole like this if I'm like...
Well, that's the whole point
of
this.
No, I'm saying I used feminist revolutionary act.
Okay.
Sarcastic. I think whether a woman changes her name or not is personal and some things shouldn't have to...
Okay.
And also, I will say, if you're asking if you come off as an asshole, I think we've hit the tone of this perfectly for email roulette.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We've hit
Jesse,
the line perfectly.
I would actually say that question is irrelevant to email roulette.
Okay.
Don't want to send it. You better get that question right.
No, I don't want to send this. This would ruin my life, I think, if I sent this.
Right. Wow, then you are walking a delicate and easily crushable line.
That question will be coming up later on.
God. Okay.
Hey, what's up, Nicole?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for picking up. I was thinking about our podcast, and I have some ideas.
Really?
Yes.
Hit me with them.
Okay. I wish we had a little bit more ambition, like we were a little bit more mission-driven, like there were just... places we wanted to go or things we wanted to see as a podcast.
Whoa, that's like that's kind of a big idea. Tell me, what do you mean?
Yeah, it's only kind of a metaphor. Maybe not. And Ben, you know how fun Ben is?
Sure.
How much more fun would Ben be if he was like a robot, though?
If Ben was physically a robot?
I just think it'd be fun if we just had a robot. Also, I found that our studio where we record is like a little bit dull. What if it had like a big brassy personality?
Really?
Like the studio that we're in.
It's like decorating it differently.
No, not really. Like if it actually talked to us and like had a big personality. Also, I think our guests, instead of just like being people where we talk to them about their emails, which is great. I love our show. I love our show.
Okay, sure.
It would also be fun if they were just like interesting, exciting, different people that we met on our mission.
And what you say on our mission,
yes.
Can you specify what you mean? Like what kind of mission will we be on?
Oh gosh, I guess like an intergalactic mission if possible.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That sounds like a totally different show. Can I ask you an honest question? You got to shoot me straight.
I'll shoot it to you straight.
Have you just been listening to Mission as X a lot?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's understandable.
Yeah.
But we can't just parrot their show.
We can't just do it?
No, it's its own thing.
It's so fun, Matt.
It is fun. But we can't just copy it because we have a different thing.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you could try to become a guest on it or something, but
yeah, maybe.
You have to let it be its own thing.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Listening to it was rewarding enough.
Good.
Yeah, I guess listening to it is enough. Which I do on iTunes or any other podcasting platform.
Mission is X, an improvised sci-fi podcast from Audio Boom.
Okay, Jesse, it's time for What's in the Drafts. Oh, I did that wrong. What's in the Drafts?
What's in the box?
Have you seen the movie 7?
No, it came out. I was too scary. I didn't watch it.
I've seen it, and I'm scared of everything.
Is it?
That's a movie you watch one time.
Yeah, it is
and
a movie you watch
one time,
and then you're
don't
just
ever
like,
watch it again. Yep.
Check.
Got it.
Yep.
Is it gross scary or is it just like psychologically
scary? Oh, it's
got scary.
A little bit of both, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of both. Is it good?
I saw it. When did it come out? Like 90s?
I don't know. It feels like
I saw it in the theater.
It feels like 98, 97, 98, 96, 95.
Yeah.
So actually, yeah, this place is it. I never watched this movie, but I did read the screenplay for it.
Why?
There was a time when I was like early high school where there were a lot of movies that people were talking about but were too scary for me. So I would go to screenplay websites and
read the
screenplays to see what – so I could like talk about them but not have to see them.
You're like on page 42, it was wild when – like what?
I did that for 8mm. That was like a movie I did not want to watch but I wanted to know what happened in it.
Still confused 8mm and 8 Mile.
Very different movies.
Yeah.
Apparently. I've never seen either. We're off topic.
Okay.
And I haven't yet talked about, it doesn't matter. Go to drafts.
Drafts.
Yes, your drafts folder.
All right.
Four emails, so we're keeping a tight drafts folder.
Not that surprising. Well,
okay.
One of them is a draft of the email you're going to send. One of them is a link that you're saving. What is that?
It's a link to my wife and my father-in-law, who are Boston Red Sox fans. And it's a New York Times article about the Red Sox were accused of stealing signs for the Yankees.
Why haven't you sent it? Did you think better of it? Because you are a New York boy, right?
Born and raised? I'm not a Yankees fan, but I don't know.
Oh, right. Of course. You're a Mets fan.
Right. I don't know why I didn't send this. I think I meant to send this, and I assumed that it got sent.
Wait, is your wife? Oh, your wife is a Red Sox fan?
Yeah, she's
feels like,
but I guess it doesn't matter. She very loyally goes to Mets games, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think she, you know, because
it's American the enemy Rangers. Of my enemy, right?
Yeah.
Can I just say we've never done this before in this segment, but I feel like we should send this right now.
Yeah, send it.
Just FYI.
I mean, I feel like we've already talked about this article. This would be weird if I sent it many months after.
Great, send it.
All right. I'm sending no subject.
Great.
It's sent. I have the undo button is there. It's going to disappear soon.
Oh, I can still click undo.
You don't have undo?
No.
It's a Gmail feature.
Yeah, but I think it's mine is, I don't.
Okay. Well, now it's gone. I can't undo
it. Do I have undo?
You should have undo.
Yeah.
Oh, really? For any email I send, I have time to undo
that
it?
Might be a setting you have to turn on.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
turn it on. I'm living wild.
Well, I think it makes you more thoughtful.
Oh, yeah. I've been on the other. I've sent that email to a boy I like about a boy I like. You know, you make that mistake one time, you never make it again. Okay, great. So we're helping you clean up your drafts folder. Jesse, let's get back in there.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get Draftbox Zero.
Draftbox Zero.
Yeah. Okay, what's this no subject from July 16th?
It's to, an old coworker of mine who went freelance, and I
great,
believe
send it.
It has no subject and subject line and no body.
I think I'm jumping the gun on email roulette a little bit.
Yeah.
No, you can delete. I think this is a deletable
one.
This is
deletable.
I remember
why I opened this because he went freelance, and then at the time I was contemplating embracing a freelance lifestyle. Sure. So I think I maybe wanted to connect and get some advice from him.
But you don't need it.
But
delete it.
I don't need it anymore. I'm going to delete it.
Don't need it. So delete it.
Okay. Great. I can also undo discard. I have like 5 seconds to undo the discard.
Oh boy.
If I ever want that.
Okay, great. And then there's one that's clearly a message to self from August 31st. What does this mean?
No. So I think I don't know why I have this as a draft. I actually sent this email in a different form. I was in a video with a professional football player who my brother-in-law is a big fan of,
mm-hmm.
or was, and then I wanted to send him the link, but then I think I did it another way. I think I just forwarded the link instead of copying it into a body of an email.
It seems like most of what you use email for is sending links to your wife's family.
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I do send a lot of links to my wife's family, yeah.
Well, there you go. Delete.
I'm going to delete this one.
Oh, look at this.
Wow.
Oh, don't you feel good?
I don't know. I haven't gone in this folder since, I don't think I've ever gone in this folder. So I don't know if you guys are making me feel better because I didn't know that this was
you
here.
You didn't know this was a problem.
Okay, well, yeah. Now you know.
Okay, well.
Next segment is chat reenactment.
So this is a friend who, I would say the majority of our friendship has been online and not in real life.
Okay, how'd you meet?
We were friends in high school, but we spent a lot of time. God, I'm just looking at these excerpts and I'm already cringing.
Oh my God.
We spent a lot of time, as lonely high schoolers on AIM back and forth.
Sure.
And so I think we started ironically like adopting like Hacksaw speak.
No.
And then we just never dropped it. And then even now we still have, it's continued to evolve and we have like a vernacular that just makes no sense.
Great. Okay.
So.
what is the speak you speak of?
It's like lead speak.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sure.
And I think we were like making fun of lead speak at the time.
Now, Jesse, you're going to hate this, but I also think of you as somebody who would use lead speak.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's why I think we were trying to distance ourselves from that.
Right.
Because we didn't want to be seen as like lead speakers.
And now you can't get out of what you're saying.
And now
that's your whole friendship.
And now our entire friendship has kind of revolved around evolving this language. And if you read, as you will find out, if you read it on paper, it makes no fucking sense. All right, I'm going to see if I can find a good one. This is 2014. I would say the height of this is in like 2011.
I mean, one of those excerpts were very funny because it was leet speak around an article Moby wrote about New York versus LA.
Okay.
This is so nerdy.
And then now we're talking about Zelda.
Okay, I'll be Jesse. How far you get in Zelda?
I'm in Low Rule, Thieves Hideout.
Oh, dang. That's a good one.
Yeah, I got pissed last night, though. I was leading that chick out, doing the both stand on buttons thing. Then the dudes came out and killed her. I thought that was a cheap game mechanic that just makes you start at the beginning.
Dog, you oughta protect her. That's escort quest rule number one.
But I don't know. It was the second one, not where you are right there. I see you need to put her upstairs, then you're downstairs and you beat the guys, but it just comes out of nowhere. No real way to foresee it, I guess, is my issue. I don't like penalties like that.
That never happened to me. She got... How do you pronounce this?
Pwnt.
Okay. She got pwnt once by a dude I was fighting, but I was like, oh.
There's a second time.
It didn't seem like a surprise.
Where they pop out, but you're upstairs?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll go back eventually. Shit, dog. Starting to have those same thoughts. Want to return the 3DS, metaphorically, with girls.
Oh, dang. What? You done like this chick?
I do somewhat. Like, I kind of like her, you know, but I'm not excited about it. There's a diff, you know?
Sure, but you like her boobs.
Yeah, and I dig having sex with her. I don't know, maybe I can just take things slower.
Hold on, are you talking about a real person or Zelda? I can't tell.
I don't even remember.
At some point in time, the conversation impossibly shifted.
And by the way, like, I feel like for most of this chat, you were making much more of an effort to talk in an affected way, and your buddy was really not doing it. And
well,
then he picked it up at the end.
He was actually, because he was describing something that I feel like needed... some.
You couldn't do it.
You needed to lean on English.
It was an elaborate description of something happening in Zelda, right? Like, he couldn't do it. He just went for straight English there.
Yeah. I just hearing people read this,
it's also like the hearing of it, you're missing some of the totally unnecessary spellings.
It looks so stupid. Looks
like pissed, P-I-Z-T, right? That was supposed to be pissed.
I would never have guessed that. I thought it was pizzed.
I said that's pissed.
I assumed it was, I got pizzed last night, though.
I got pissed last night.
Pizzed.
Yeah.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, so look, I had a question. Do you think that we can tape the show like remotely this week?
No, Matt, the whole idea is that we can see our guest's inbox.
But like, I could maybe just call in. We probably have the technology to do that, right? I call in?
I mean, we have the technology for it, but can you not make your flight up here?
No, I'm here. I'm just sleeping and I'm really comfortable. I don't want to get out of bed. I just would love to just hang out in bed. I got a new mattress, to be honest with you.
Where from?
I got a Casper mattress.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's very comfortable?
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it.
I mean, I guess that's important. You do spend a third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable.
Look, Nicole, this thing has a breathable design. It helps you sleep cool and regulate your body temperature throughout the night. Okay?
That's important.
That's for starters. All right? It's designed, developed, and assembled in the U.S.
Oh, I like that.
Are you still listening? You still with me?
Yeah, of course, bud.
If you're not satisfied, no hassle returns on this thing, okay? So you can get one and then decide if you want to send it back.
I've heard about that. I have a friend who had to do that a couple times, and then he found his perfect mattress.
And then this is my favorite part. They send it to you in this box that you can't believe how it fits in this box.
What size is it? Like the size of a mini fridge?
Something like that, yeah. We've all had that experience of trying to lug a giant mattress, like, up the stairs. This comes in a box. You open it. The thing just unfurls in your room, and it's ready to go shortly thereafter. And then you can sleep on it, and you can tape your podcast from your bed, and you don't have to come in.
No, but here's the thing, Matt. I understand why you don't want to leave your bed, but because of the nature of our podcast, it requires us to be in the same room.
All right. I'm coming.
Okay.
I'm coming in.
Thanks, Matt.
I just had to give it a try.
Yeah, no, and I really appreciate it. And if I wanted a Casper mattress, is there any way I could get one?
You and listeners of our show can. You can get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/inbox and using promo code INBOX at checkout. Start sleeping ahead of the curve with Casper. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. This offer is only applicable to a mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply.
So, Jesse, you have a text exchange with your mother that you're going to share with us.
Parental units.
Yeah, so my mom, my wife needed to volunteer at my older daughter's school, and so we asked my mother to come watch our younger daughter for the duration of that period. And just for context, my mom she read an article on some, I don't know where she found this article, but she saw that it said that New York City public, or the water system has a lot of contaminants and carcinogens in it. So now she's very.
Does it?
I'm skeptical of that because I've always heard that New York City water is the best.
Right.
And, you know, we drink tap water. And
you don't filter? You seem like you could be built.
We used to filter and then we got lazy about it.
Sure.
And so my mom has been really kind of haranguing me about staying on top of getting a water filter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I care about that much.
Right.
But she brings it up a lot.
Okay.
And so you'll see in this text exchange. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, read both halves.
Okay. So we're kind of working out the logistics. I say, do you think you could come by 8:45? I will leave home at 7:30, same time as Dad. And I say, oh, okay, that sounds good. There should be street parking tomorrow in the morning. Thank you for watching, Margaret. And she says, okay. Doesn't say anything for
Now I love my granddaughter so much. It's,
right. She just says, okay. And then after she watches Margaret at 4:41 p.m., she says, my pleasure. She was so gentle, smiled a lot at me. Please use the water filter from now. Okay, we had a water filter is what I respond. And she says, and? ? I bought extra filters to replace. You can use them for a year. Okay, thanks.
I love this so much. First of all, I think describing your newborn daughter as gentle is so sweet. I think that is such an elegant description for a child.
She's very gentle. She's an easy baby.
And then I love the transition to please use the water filters. It's also, she writes very, like her grammar is perfect.
I wouldn't say it's perfect.
Oh, really?
For example.
I just love the and. It's so dramatic that it's and with a question mark in its own text. I think that's just such, that's a copywriter. That's the mother of a copywriter.
Okay, you clearly haven't met my mother. I don't think she would, because when I'm reading it, in my head, I hear her say, and?
Yeah.
And you think that's dramatic.
Okay. I think it's pointed. I think she knows, I think you know exactly how she's feeling at that moment.
She's saying like, so?
Yes,
like,
I love it.
There's like kind of some disdain in her voice.
I guess that's what I'm saying is like, look at what it's conveying.
Yeah. Okay, sure. All right. That's true. That is something that you don't necessarily see in a text message.
So the water filters are somewhere in a cabinet, presumably, and she went through and found them and saw that you weren't using them?
No, she bought me a new Brita. And and insisted that I use it. It's still on our kitchen counter right now, like in the packaging.
Oh,
we have the exact same Brita filter, just like we just haven't used it.
How long has it been on your counter? When did she give it to you?
Yesterday.
Okay.
At
so
4.
She showed up with a filter.
She showed up with a filter. Actually, I can also go farther back. Friday, 6:32 p.m. Hi, Jesse. I'm going to bring a new water filter to you Monday. You didn't buy it yet, right? Hi, no, we didn't. And she says, okay. I said, did you buy it already? She said, not yet. And then she's asking about photos from when we visited recently. So as you can tell, this is something that's been on her mind for a long time.
Okay, Jesse, let's go to your YouTube page.
Okay.
We want to check out your YouTube history.
What's your tube history?
Okay, so this last, the most recent hit.
Nope, I want to see your search history.
Oh, search history?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jesse.
Okay.
Okay, here's my two favorites.
All right.
My favorite is 2 days ago. First search, I guess if we're going time-wise, first search is PAX 2 review. Second search is PAX 3 review.
And then after that, V2 Pro Series 3 review. So all you vape heads know, it's another popular vape. I'm not a vape head. I'm curious. I'm curious about vape life.
I think everybody
just watching reviews.
The most straight edge amongst us have looked at a PAX and been like, "Well, I could do that."
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I was having, you know, I was just kind of interested in seeing like what, because I feel like technology has advanced so much since I did dabble.
Sure.
So now I'm like a little curious, but. Clearly, this is the extent of my research.
Yeah, and you've had 2 days since you've really dug into it, so it seems like it's waned a little bit.
It's true. I think Carl Golden is also a popular YouTube vape reviewer. I don't know why I searched Carl Golden.
How did you know that?
Just because I remembered that. I remembered that, I think. Well, no, I just searched that, and then I think, well, actually, is this chronological? I don't know why I knew that.
They are chronological.
Do you think
yes, because it was you searched him and then a day later.
Never mind. This is a guy who built his own home music studio.
Are you going to do that?
No, but I just was. It was, I think, a suggested video for me, and then I looked through his other stuff.
You sure you're not going to build a home music studio and then get a little high?
Okay, so you're painting a picture of, I guess, my subconscious fantasy. Do you want to keep going back?
What is a serum tutorial?
So. FL Studio is a is software that helps you make where you can make produce music.
And you're going to build a home studio, Jesse.
Serum is a VST plugin for that program, and so I acquired Serum and was trying to. I didn't really know how to use it, so I was trying to find tutorials for how to use this thing. It's like a synthesizer. I was doing this drunk, so it wasn't very successful. It's a very complicated synthesizer, and I was trying to figure out how to do it. I made some progress, but I haven't really touched it since then, so it's probably not going to stick.
What is Cashmere Cat Live?
Cashmere Cat is a DJ who I like.
Oh, right.
And so it's a live set.
Your brother DJs, and you do some DJing too,
I used
too,
to,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, my brother does. I don't know how much he does anymore, but yeah.
This could not look any different than whatever my YouTube history looks like. Like none of these words are even anywhere in the universe that I would search for.
Yeah.
What is Overcooked?
Overcooked is a It's a computer game where you play as, so you're basically, it's a multiplayer game where you play chefs and you're tasked with filling tickets. So you have like, you have to do prep work.
Wait,
and then it's very hectic.
What's that game that it's like?
That sounds so stressful.
Space game. Space guys. Space. There's a space game that's like that.
Where you're making sandwiches in space?
No, stop. There's a space game where you have to like, it's multiplayer. You're on like your iPads or whatever. And you have to yell out things to each other. See, everyone thought I was so dumb 15 seconds
called.
Ago.
I don't know what it's called, but it's, yeah.
It's, space, it's like a very game. Obvious name. It's like Space
Space
crew.
Team.
It's basically
space
like, press the red button, press the red button.
Yes, exactly.
Like that kind
Matt,
of thing,
press
right?
the red button, Matt, press the red button.
Yeah.
What is it? Space. Oh, people are listening and they're yelling at us.
Yeah.
Furious.
Well, we'll never
space
know.
Space crew. Space.
We're on our computers and we'll never know.
No, we'll never. There's no way to find out.
No, it's not what we're supposed to be doing.
So this is when I was like looking for, I was trying to get my wife to play games with me. And so I was looking for fun multiplayer games that she might like. And I got a bunch of trailers that I thought would interest her.
Wait, can two people play Overcooked by themselves?
Four people can play simultaneously.
But can two? Is two enough?
Yeah, two is enough. Yeah.
Two is enough,
oh, that's
but,
so fun.
But yeah. Probably not. I mean, you really, it's a lot more fun with four, right?
I'm sure
I imagine.
I'm sure it's more fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it was fun. Yeah. I don't know. She
didn't
end up playing.
It?
No, I bought the game and she was like, this looks dumb. I don't want to play.
You didn't find the right, you
I
didn't
find
the
right
review.
One. Yeah. And so that, yeah, so there's like,
oh, and there it is. We knew there'd be a Magic search
yeah.
at some point.
Well, so Magic, I used to be a very avid Magic the Gathering player, and they just, and 2 weeks ago they unveiled a new digital product. So I was reading, I was watching, I guess what that unveiling was like.
Jesse, we're going to, play a little game called Search Alert.
Okay.
Search Alert.
I want you to, so you're a Magic the Gathering fan.
Yes.
Right? Is fan the right word? What's the right word?
Planeswalker.
Is really Magic the Gathering Planeswalker is the right word?
Well, it's that's who you are in the game.
Okay.
Do you have a commissioner? Would you have a commissioner?
You would have a judge.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess basically commissioner. Okay. I would love you to do a search for EDH.
Okay.
Which, can you explain to the listeners what EDH is?
EDH stands for Elder Dragon Highlander.
Great. And that is?
So in the world of Magic, there are these creatures known as Elder Dragons. And Highlander refers to the idea that there's only one copy of a card in the deck.
Oh, there can only be one.
So there can only be one. So it's
is that all Highlanders?
Yeah, I guess that's what a Highlander is. By definition, there can only be one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know some things.
Mm-hmm.
So you've pulled up a thread that is 100 plus emails long.
Yeah.
Titled
EDH Night This Week.
This is great.
Okay.
How, and are these coordinating emails?
I think it's scheduling, started by my friend.
Okay. I also want to point out, can you please tell us what date this is sent on?
God. Valentine's Day. 2012.
Great. So that's what you guys are doing Valentine's Day is recording Magic.
Let me just also
I want to point out, who did you just get a chat from live?
Oh, Jesus Christ. one of my old friends who I know from Magic the Gathering.
Yes. Okay. That's just crazy coincidence. By the way, he knew.
It started on Valentine's Day, but it's not like one was sent on Valentine's Day and no one replied. I mean, they're flying on Valentine's
yes,
Day.
Everyone
is responding. Yeah.
Everyone is available on Valentine's Day.
No, you're not trying to play on Valentine's Day, are you?
No, we're planning this on Valentine's Day for later in the week.
For the weekend that everyone will you typically be actually celebrating Valentine's Day.
Yeah. My wife is on this chain. She has not responded. Oh, she does respond. Yeah.
And she also...
She also played, I think, because I think she started off kind of like doing it to spend time with me, and then I think she got a little into it, and then but then everyone else like kind of took it way too seriously, and I think this group dissolved. But
okay,
yeah,
can we get to the bottom of this? I need to find out if you guys ever played because there's a lot of back and forth happening right here. There's some people starting to sound desperate.
Okay, well, so.
Some people, there's an email that says, so no one can play tonight? And it's like, buddy, if it's not scheduled.
Okay, so, well, what happened was the person who started the chain threw out Thursday as a day. Everyone could do Thursday. Then the guy who started it said, actually, I can't do Thursday.
Oh, that's devastating.
Because he's doing an improv show.
He's doing an improv show. And then everyone was like Thursday, and then everyone start now all of a sudden being like, something came up for me on Thursday. Oh, I have something on Thursday.
This is now 3 days later, by the way.
This is 3 days later.
Yes.
Which is now, I guess, I presume.
Also, sorry, one dude sent 4 emails in a row about this.
How many do you need for critical mass?
You know, at least you could play with only 2 people, but it's more fun with more people.
All right.
So this series of 4 emails starts. I could play tonight. It's all from the same person. I could play tonight. Can we get a 4th for tonight? Okay, it seems tonight isn't going to work. What is the crew for tomorrow? Also time and place. So no magic tonight.
Oh, no. No.
So the next day he comes with, so no magic tonight.
And I said, yeah, I'm out. I got to get up early tomorrow for work and prep some shit I'm not prepped for. He goes, bummer, can we do something Sunday night or next week? Then the guy who started the chain, EDH this Sunday, my apartment, 2 p.m., who's in?
And how many question marks?
4 question marks. Then the chain starts again. Everyone's going, agreeing to do it. I could do that.
I assume this guy's going to bail again.
This guy is notorious for initiating the planning, picking a day, getting everyone on board, and then bailing on that day. Okay, so everyone established it.
Did it happen? Oh, now we're seeing emails that say running a few late. That means we're doing it.
I am at your apartment. You are not.
To the guy who started this.
To the guy who started it.
And the guy who started responds,
hey, I'm walking into my apartment right now.
You can't do that if you're hosting.
Okay. And then he sent a recap saying, oh, congrats to Jesse Lee. He outlasted 4 other opponents and eventually decided to be a shitty husband and beat up on his wife for the win. Good times. Let's play again soon. So it seems like we did play. It seems like we played over a week later. No, probably like 6 days later.
It was for sure touch and go, though, whether he was going to show up.
That's right.
Is your wife good at magic? I guess she's casual.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she was good at it. She was into it. I think she played for fun.
Because I know they're not similar games at all, but I've played games with your wife and she's... Mm-hmm. Generally incredible.
Yeah, she is a very skilled and strategic player.
Yes.
I think
she's always the werewolf and she always wins.
Yeah, she's so, like, I think she would crush at, like, any kind of strategy-based reality show.
Yeah, she'd be great on Survivor. She would win, for example, hands down.
I think so.
No question.
Hey, Matt, it's Nicole. Sorry I'm running late. I am absolutely on my way to the studio to record. I just wanted to grab a snack before I get in there, so I'm going to pop into a store and do that real quick. Sorry I'm late. Don't be mad. Okay, bye.
Hey, Nicole, it's Matt. Actually, no need to stop. We've got RX bars up here in the office. They're pretty much perfect for on the go. You're going to get a lot out of them. You can come eat them. I'm eating them right now. They're tasting great. So come up here and have some. You do not need to stop.
Hey, it's Nicole again. I saw you left me a voicemail, but I didn't listen to it because I think I'm having a nervous breakdown on the street because I'm doing that thing, that New York City thing where you can't find a snack. So you're just wandering aimlessly. And I walked in and out of a pizza place, but that's not, I don't want that. That's not what I want. I want something that, like, I want real food. I want, like, actual food with real ingredients that, like, tastes good, where I can actually taste what's in the food, like real fruit and spices. I don't know if I want something sweet or something savory. I want options is what I want, because I might want sweet. I might want savory. I might want something that, like, does a little bit of both, like chocolate but with salt. Ooh, that is what I want. Ugh, I don't know. Okay, maybe I'll show up. Maybe I won't. I might just go home. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Sorry, Matt. Don't be mad. Ugh, this is the worst.
Nicole, seriously, I really wish you would just check your voicemails. Basically, everything you're looking for is in the RX bar. I mean, RX bar's core ingredients are right there on the package. We're talking egg whites, dates, almonds. Clear stuff, we all know what it is. There's no added sugar, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no preservatives or fillers. Come up here, have them, you'll feel satisfied, healthy ingredients. Just get up here and we can move on with our lives and everyone will be happy. And for our listeners, they can enjoy them too. You're going to go to rxbar.com/inbox and enter promo code inbox at checkout for 25% off your first order.
Hey, Jesse.
Yeah.
We've been on a real journey tonight.
Yes, we have.
It's time to bring that journey full circle.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's time to find out the resolution of email roulette.
Okay.
Do we want to reread the email one more time just to remind everyone what's at stake?
That's so smart.
All right.
Matt, okay. Thank you so much.
So, subject line. Hey, clarifying a little something, ... Dear Ms/Mrs? First of all, hope you're well. Second of all, what's up with the name change? I've been following you casually on Facebook over the years, and I finally noticed something. I can't help but not, hold on.
Nope, that's it. That's correct.
Perfect. I can't help but not write to you about. I'm still happily married, so this isn't weird. Just wondering, a simple yes or no would suffice. No dirty details unless you need to share. Seriously, just shoot me straight.
Which is also a Matt Straub hallmark.
Okay, Throng Forever, Jesse. P.S., just to clarify my above email, I'm asking if you're still married to the person you were married to before, or if this name change is a feminist revolutionary act.
Maybe if this name return is a feminist revolutionary act.
Okay, if this name return.
Great. God.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. To determine whether you have to send that, the question is, in the 2015 email hack of film studio Sony Pictures, former executive Amy Pascal was caught calling actor Leonardo DiCaprio blank for dropping out of the lead role of Steve Jobs. A, despicable. B, prob smart. C, a motherfucker. D, blackballed.
Okay. I think, so what was A again? A was?
Despicable.
Despicable. I don't feel like that's scandalous enough for what the story ended up being.
B is prob smart.
Prob smart, I think. It's either between B or C, prop smart and motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read the sentence in context again?
Yes. In the 2015 email hack of film studio Sony Pictures, former executive Amy Pascal was caught calling actor Leonardo DiCaprio blank for dropping out of the lead role of Steve Jobs.
Now, Matt and I don't know the answer, so we are here to help you.
Yes. Okay. So if you want to bounce anything off of
us. So here's my thought, right? So the way this question is, I don't know if this is the way that you guys phrased
never,
the question?
Here's the thing. Never, ever, ever try to... Ben came up with a question. Don't try to come up with what's going on in Ben's mind. He will always outsmart you. Okay. Yeah, this is a really important thing that we've learned.
He Ben, our producer, intentionally makes mistakes sometimes to try to lead us down a
you
path.
You can't game theory this.
So the reason I ask is because prob smart is kind of it's an interesting way to just plug into a descriptor, right?
Like,
it's not necessarily a name you would call them, prob smart.
That one's jumping out at me in lights, though, I got to say, for the right or wrong reasons.
I agree. I agree.
I don't know why, if it's wrong, but...
Because I think one thing that I remember the scandal being really famous for was because it was so... It had such, like, an embarrassing character to it. So, like, I think Sony being self-deprecating about their movie that they were making sounds like... what the story was.
That tracks with like a lot of the other emails, right?
Yeah,
I agree.
I'm following you. If that's what's so scary about this, it almost makes too much sense.
Alternatively, motherfucker, calling Leonardo DiCaprio motherfucker, I think is also embarrassing to have to come to light in the public.
Yes.
But it just doesn't have that added layer of like...
Right.
The self-awareness.
And it feels like Leonardo DiCaprio wouldn't be blackballed.
I don't think he would be. Clearly, he hasn't been blackballed.
Right.
Was he in another? Are they saying blackballed from Sony Picture Movies?
I don't know.
Well.
Because I guess, I don't know if that's true. Was The Revenant Sony Pictures?
I don't know.
See, now we're getting into Ben's, we're getting too far into Ben's head now. We're in Ben's world now.
This
now
is where he wants us. Yeah, this is where he wants us.
He's got us right where he wants us.
Where his playthings.
Yeah, so he's batting us around.
If the pressure's on, what call are you making?
I'm going B.
B, prop smart?
Prop smart. What?
Oh, that's a no.
Ouch.
Wow. And Jesse, I will agree. It didn't push too hard, but it felt really right. Prop smart.
You led
right.
me down this path.
What?
You totally goaded me into choosing
did
B.
Did I?
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't push. In my mind, I didn't push.
I feel like you totally set this up. You pushed me to pick B. You said, you guys both did. You said it was a light that you,
I know.
For some reason, is jumping out to you.
Well, I said that could be a bad thing,
right,
too.
Right. So, okay, well, but here's the thing is, you get another guess.
Okay, out of the other three?
Yes, out of the remaining three. Or you could pick prop smart again. Again, it feels right.
Yeah, that one's flashing.
I'm not going to go with prop smart. I'm going to choose C, a motherfucker. What?
Wow.
What?
Jesse, here's the great thing. You get another guess, bud.
What? Are you serious? Wait, it wasn't a motherfucker, so he's blackballed? Are you serious?
No.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's despicable?
Yeah.
We never, here's what I'll also tell you though, Jesse, this is how it tends to go. We never fact check Ben. So really? It's also possible Ben just says no until the game's over. Yeah, Google Leonardo DiCaprio despicable. We've also never had a real time fact check. Ben, are we going to learn about pictures. You? Ben.
I stand by it.
Wow.
Oh, there it is.
First headline, Leonardo DiCaprio called despicable.
Despicable.
In new Sony emails. Ugh, Amy, that's a disappointment.
I mean, wow. I guess that is kind of embarrassing.
Speaking of embarrassing,
yeah, not
Jesse,
as embarrassing as sending
you've
got to
send an email.
Well, I don't get four choices or four chances.
Well, because that would be
what
all
mean?
Of them.
No,
all
that's
of them.
Insane.
Well, you gave me three chances.
Yes.
Right, but then it wouldn't be a game.
Jesse.
I can't send this email.
Jesse, send it. Jesse,
this
hover
email
your hand.
Is so.
Jesse,
this
hover
email,
over the send button. Jesse, over the send button.
This email. Well, first, hold on. This email, I think, could open some wounds, and it's just weird. It's just weird if I send this.
Yeah. Well, you came up with it. I didn't go into your head.
No, you guys clearly. Well, you literally led me to write this email.
Yeah, that's the game.
Okay. God, fuck. I do have an undo button, right?
Yeah, but we've never said people can't use the undo button. Okay, he sent. What's he gonna do?
Undo.
No!
Sending has been undone.
Matt, what's the ruling on that?
I don't know.
He technically sent it.
Unexpected technicality. Wow.
I feel like we have to. Okay, I feel like we let this guy. I'm distancing myself. I feel like we let him have it, and then we have to clarify in the future.
Yeah. You can't undo it.
What's
sorry,
done?
Guys? I think I gamed your little game here.
Wow.
That.
Yeah.
That's a guy who's doing a lot of fantasy leagues.